Blackstone Audio presents Juliet's Answer, One Man's Search for Love and the Elusive Cure for Heartbreak by Glenn Dixon. This book is read by Jim Eskeman. A note to the reader. A tiny office in Verona, Italy, receives more than 10,000 letters a year, all of them addressed to Juliet, the fictional character in Shakespeare's tragic play Romeo and Juliet. The letters speak of heartbreak and the endless search for love. They come from all over the world, and every letter is answered by a group of women calling themselves the Secretaries of Juliet. They have been answering letters for decades. There are those who believe that Romeo and Juliet is actually a true story of star-crossed lovers who lived in Verona in the year 1302. We may never know the truth, but the figure of young Juliet lives on as the symbol of a once perfect love. Act 1. Chapter 1. In fair Verona, where we lay our scene. Dear Juliet, I am no longer young, but there was a time, yes, there was a time, when I believed in love. I can sound out the names of lovers and draw up their faces, each one, so clearly. And then they are gone. Why is it that love comes so easily for some but refuses to stay for others? Why should it be so? Why should it twist our souls so grievously? I read the letter all the way through. It looks like the others in the pile. Nothing terribly special about it.